You won't hear too many people in Alaska complain about a lack of certain amenities. The lack of roads and utilities, like electricity and plumbing, come with the territory. One amenity that no resident of the Arctic can take for granted, however, is a safe supply of fresh water. In the Yukon-Kuskokwim River Delta in far western Alaska, delivering clean water to a population scattered over 75,000 square miles is an enormous undertaking. Getting the water there is the responsibility of a network of local, state, and federal water operators and maintenance workers. Ensuring its safety is the responsibility of Tawny Rogers. Reporter Robert Woolsey visited Rogers in Bethel, Alaska, on the banks of the Kuskokwim River.
Last fall, we were coming through here, and there was three baby foxes running along the bank in here. It was so cute. I think they were young ones from this year, and they were just running back and forth. They weren't even scared of the boats or anything.
In summer, the world of Western Alaska's Yupik Eskimo seems very two-dimensional. You're either on the water or off it. Here, just outside the town of Bethel, the Kuskokwim River has been the epicenter of Tawny Rogers' life for her entire 29 years. But when she's not on the river putting up fish in her family's smokehouse or gathering blossoms and berries for making her tantalizing jellies, Rogers still inhabits a world of water, a bit more sterile than the Kuskokwim, but no less critical to the well-being of the region's residents.
I'll let this cool off in here, and then I'll go and streak some samples across it to isolate some colonies of bacteria.
Rogers is lab supervisor for the Regional Health Corporation's Office of Environmental Health. Besides the community of Bethel, at least 50 other villages on the Yukon-Kuskokwim River Delta have their drinking water tested here, as often as once a month. In all, about 21,000 residents depend on Rogers' laboratory skills. Although fresh water is abundant in the Arctic, it's difficult to manage safely. A few feet below the surface of the delta is permafrost, a permanently frozen layer of earth. Consequently, village water systems often depend on surface water that may have been exposed to any number of contaminants, especially coliform bacteria and other human pathogens common in wastewater. All too often, Rogers finds the bug she's looking for.
Now these are positive samples, so this is not what we want to see. Usually they're clear.
When Rogers detects a positive sample, she initiates a chain of events that may lead to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's issuing a boil water alert for the affected system until water operators correct the problem. Often, she will try to isolate the suspect bacteria in order to help the operators narrow their search. In any event, one of her most important scientific skills is communication.
Hi, Lynn. Good afternoon. This is Tawny in Bethel. I've got a positive for you. If you could give me a call back, I have faxed the information to you. And if any additional information, go ahead and give me a call. Thank you.
I remember before I ever, right when I got into high school, I was a cake decorator. And I wasn't too crazy about working with people. And I wasn't really pushed to go on to college. And I'd never imagined that I'd go into science.
The oldest of eight children, Rogers' story is a version of the classic American success story with an Alaskan twist. Her family has always made part of its living on the Kuskokwim River, fishing, hunting, and gathering plants in the Yupik Eskimo tradition. The first in her immediate family to attend college, Rogers wasn't looking for a way out of Bethel. She was looking for a meaningful way to stay in.
I sat down with the catalog, looked at everything, and I thought back, and I thought, well, science is the only thing I'm interested in. It's the only thing I really like and probably will apply to my life. For me, I'm always thinking like, when you're at berry picking, oh, that's an interesting plant. What kind of plant is that? Or you always have questions about the animals, or you have questions about their behavior or what they eat, or just the cycle of things.
Rogers admits that she never welcomed the prospect of leaving home to attend the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, but she stuck with it with the support of Rural Student Services and earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology. Now back in Bethel, Rogers has been at her job in the lab for just over 2 years now. She's married and has a brand new baby boy. Besides expanding her family, Rogers is expanding the scope of her work to include not only water, but also testing for environmental contaminants in the subsistence foods of the Yupik. Alan Joseph is the Director of Support Services for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
We feel very confident in Tani. Her concern is more genuine than another person in the same job because she is a user of the resources. She's part of the culture. She's catching the fish. She's preparing fish for her own use in the wintertime. Her being native makes it very important to us. It makes it somewhat complete.
Everything falls together. You know, you're not only able to look at everything out there when you go out and see the changes in the season and see the animals, and you're able to look through it and know, well, this is why it does it. This is, oh, no, okay, this is how the plants lose their leaves, or this is what's going on. And to me, I think that's exciting.
Tawny Rogers runs the Water Quality Lab at the Office of Environmental Health in Bethel, Alaska. Reporting for the Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Robert Woolsey.